Hello and welcome to episode 48 of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host Darren. The Irish Pod Quiz is a weekly mix of 20 general knowledge and Irish trivia questions for all the quiz lovers out there, because who doesn't love a good quiz? First up, there are 10 general knowledge questions, followed by 5 audio questions, and finally 5 questions relating to something topical. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. First up, as always, it's the general knowledge round. Question 1. How many African countries begin with the letter A? Question 2. As of January 2023, at time of recording, which player's transfer fee holds the record in association football? Question 3. In which play do the characters Vladimir and Estragon engage in a variety of discussions while anticipating the arrival of the titular character? Question 4. Netflix have recently released a sequel series to which TV sitcom that centered around the Foreman household? Question 5. The persistence of memory, also referred to as melting clocks, is a painting by whom? Question 6. In what decade was Mahatma Gandhi assassinated? Question 7. What name is given to a series of medieval wars during which Christian armies attempted to recover Jerusalem and other sacred sites from Islamic rule? Question 8. Which Irish swimmer won gold in the 100-metre breaststroke at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games? Question 9. In which European country was Spotify founded? And question 10, what is the biggest county by area in Northern Ireland? Now, the focus of this week's audio round is singers going solo. You are about to hear 5 clips of songs from solo artists who were previously members of successful groups. There will be 2 points going for each question here, one for the name of the song and another for the name of the band that these singers originated from. So, 10 points up for grabs in total. Question 1.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Question 2.
Climb on board. We'll go slow and high tempo. Light and dark.
Question 3.
I can't wait to go back into Japan. Give me lots of brand new fans. Osaka, Tokyo.
Question 4. And question 5. Now, with the news that Irish talent have nabbed an unprecedented number of nominations for the 95th Academy Awards, this week's topical round focuses on Ireland at the Oscars. Question 1. What percentage of all acting Oscar nominations in 2023 are Irish? Question 2. Who picked up an Oscar nomination for Best Director as well as a win for Best Original Screenplay in 1992 for the film The Crying Game? Question 3. Again, at time of recording, January 2023, who is the only Irish actress to have won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress? Question 4. Which Kilkenny-based animation studio has received 4 Oscar nominations for Best Animated Feature for films such as The Secret of Kells and Song of the Sea? And question 5. Novelist and screenwriter Emma Donoghue picked up an Oscar nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay in 2015 for her work on which film starring Brie Larson? That's it for the topical round, and that's it for this week's quiz. I'll be back with you in just a moment with the answers. Okay, and here are the answers. First up, the general knowledge round. Question 1. There are 2 African countries that begin with the letter A. They are Algeria and Angola. Question 2. The player whose transfer fee holds the record is that of Neymar, all the way back in 2017 when he was transferred from Barcelona to Paris Saint-Germain for a record €222 million, some €42 million ahead of second place. Question 3. Vladimir and Estragon engage in a variety of discussions while anticipating the arrival of Godot, the play Waiting for Godot. Question 4. Netflix have recently released a sequel series to That 70s Show. It's been in the media a lot lately, that sequel being called That 90s Show, something that I do not have very high hopes for. Question 5. The Persistence of Memory or Melting Clocks is a painting by Salvador Dali. Question 6. Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated in the 1940s, 1948 to be precise. Question 7. That series of medieval wars between Christians and Muslims were known as the Crusades. Question 8. The Irish Paralympic swimmer that won gold in Tokyo is Ellen Keane. Question 9. Spotify, where I think 97% of the listeners of this podcast tune in, was founded in Sweden. And question 10, the biggest county in Northern Ireland by area is Tyrone. Next up, we had the audio round, those singers going solo. Remember, 2 points up for grabs for each answer here. One for the name of the song, another for the band that these singers first found success in. Question one was the song Ain't No Mountain High Enough, sung by Diana Ross, who originally, of course, found fame in The Supremes. Question two, I don't even remember this song, but it is Pillow Talk by Zayn Malik, who began his career in One Direction. Question three, it was What You Waiting For by the wonderful Gwen Stefani, who was the lead singer of No Doubt. Question four, George Michael singing the song Fast Love. George Michael, of course, originally finding fame in Wham. And finally, question five, the song Walking on Broken Glass by one of my very favourite singers, Annie Lennox, who was the lead singer of Eurythmics. So remember, points there for the song and the band that they were originally in. Finally, that topical round, Ireland at the Oscars. Yes, there is great excitement in the Irish film world about this one, and we are sure to see plenty of British news sites try to claim every single one of them. Question one. So there are 20 people up for acting nominations at the Oscars each year, five each for Best Actor, Actress, Supporting Actor and Supporting Actress. And in this year's awards, 25% of all acting nominations are Irish, which is an astonishing feat when you think. Four of those are the stars of The Banshees of Inisherin, and the other, the man heading to Ballyhaunis himself, Paul Mescal, for the film Aftersun. So 25%. Question two. The film The Crying Game picked up nomination for Best Director and a win for Original Screenplay for filmmaker Neil Jordan. Question three. The only Irish actress to have won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress was the wonderful Brenda Fricker, who won for My Left Foot way back in 1990. Question four, that Kilkenny-based animation studio that has received four Oscar nominations for Best Animated Feature is Cartoon Saloon. They make wonderful animated films, and if Pixar and Disney would only fuck off for a while, they might have a chance of winning one. And question five, Emma Donoghue picked up an Oscar nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay for her work on the film Room, that terrifying Joseph Fritzl inspired fiasco for which Brie Larson actually won the Best Actress Oscar. Well, that's it for this week's quiz. So go give yourselves a mark out of 25 this week, and please do get in touch and let me know how you got on. Talk to you next week, and happy quizzing.